I'm Ken Hemmings, and he is Chris Lang, and welcome to another of these regular property briefings. Again, a warm welcome to you, Chris.
Thank you, Ken. It's good to be with you.
You may recall a few weeks ago now, we briefly touched upon Australia's falling dollar and its likely impact upon commercial property. Given the interest we've had since that episode about the wider impact of a lower dollar, could you perhaps put on your economist hat for a moment and delve a little more deeply into what's really going on? Maybe you could start with what has caused our dollar to fall.
Well, the Australian dollar has fallen for a couple of reasons. Firstly, the US economy has been improving over the past 12 months, and experts believe that it's going to continue to improve. As a consequence, the US Federal Reserve looks like it could start tightening its monetary policy sooner rather than later. And that has made the US dollar climb and the Australian dollar correspondingly fall relative to the US dollar. Now, Australia's terms of trade, and that's the prices we get for our exports relative to the prices we pay for our imports, has fallen much further than experts had forecast in recent months. And that's putting pressure on our dollar as well. Now, our exchange rate is more sensitive to resource export prices than it is to export volumes. And the combination of a further slowdown in Chinese demand for iron ore and a further increased commodity supply is likely to keep pressure on our export prices and hence on our terms of trade. Now, it doesn't mean Australia's economy is any weaker. It's just a consequence of a stronger US economy and a reconfiguration of Chinese growth and less favourable global commodity markets. And it's important to understand that the Chinese economy is being cooled by government intervention, not being driven by market forces. And it was interesting that the Chinese government have obviously felt they've done enough because they have, in the last few weeks, dropped their interest rate by 0.4%. And there was a corresponding immediate response in the share market as a result of that.
How will this affect mining companies?
As far as mining companies are concerned, things are going to get tougher because they'll be getting less money for what they dig up and sell, and it'll be more expensive for them to buy their mining equipment that they need and the machinery. On the other hand, foreigners will be able to buy more of their products because what they're producing will be cheaper. So it's a two-edged exercise. And iron ore miners are already dealing with a dramatic fall in the price of ore this year. So it means they'll have to sell more of the stuff to get the same amount of money. But it comes at a time when demand for iron ore has actually dropped off quite a lot. So it's really a bad combination as far as mining companies are concerned. The local mining exploration may get a boost because it will be more expensive to explore overseas, and also both BHP and Rio Tinto are undertaking a massive cost-cutting exercise. So their view is that they will strive for market share by being able to produce iron ore cheaper and therefore compete at a lower price, still be profitable, and hopefully cause some of the competing companies around the world to pull their heads in a bit.
What about the rest of the economy?
Well, I guess by now we should be pretty familiar with the story of how the economy is affected by the interest rate, the currency falling. I mean, the local tourist industry should be getting a boost because Australians will find it more attractive to holiday at home than to travel overseas, where it's obviously more expensive. They don't get as much for their value for their dollar. Plus, the foreign tourists will then start to come to Australia because relatively it's going to be cheaper, both in airfares and costs on the ground, simply because of the movement in the dollar. As far as our retailers are concerned, again, it's going to be cheaper for Australians to shop in the local department stores and either physically or to visit their stores online, because relatively the price differential that was offered overseas is going to be wheedled away because of the difference in the dollar. Then you've got education providers, and a lot of the universities and other training colleges will start to find a pickup in their numbers as foreign students now come to Australia, because again, it's relatively cheaper than them staying at home and doing their study. And a lot of them, if it's affordable, enjoy travelling to another country. Of course, local manufacturers will feel less pressure from competitors as well, because, you know, it's just going to be a different environment with the change in the dollar. And looking a bit obliquely, you've got the local film and television industry. Again, it's going to become attractive to foreigners. You might see more films being made here in Australia. There's, you know, several recently that have already been finalised. And naturally, the Reserve Bank is going to be happier now the dollar has dropped, because that's also going to help with the transition from mining to non-mining sections of the economy. And ideally, they'd like it to drop a bit further. Exporters are going to enjoy a better time going forward because their goods will be cheaper and therefore more attractive to foreign buyers. But in some cases, they'll get a bit less than what they were getting before. So, you know, some of the farmers mightn't be too pleased. But all in all, anyone who relies on imports for their business are going to see an increase in cost rises, and so they're not going to be happy either. I mean, there will be some benefit with the oil price falling and likely to continue to fall. That's going to be a massive boost for most companies. They all have cars in some way associated with their business, so that's an input to their business, a cost input that will certainly be to their advantage as well. So there's a number of factors into play, but there are pluses and minuses. But overall, the reduction in the dollar is certainly a boost to business here in Australia.
Will any of this affect Australia's current budget position?
As far as the government's concerned, it's been estimated in a couple of sectors that the federal government will probably lose between $8 to $12 billion from the decline in iron ore prices over the next 12 months. However, a weaker currency will help offset that by boosting the US dollar earnings of Australian companies. You see, just a 1 cent US dollar fall in our dollar can improve a company's revenues by a few $100 million. And therefore, any boost to revenue that improves companies' profits will be welcomed by the government. And so in one sense, a lower dollar ought to help Joe Hockey's bottom line for the budget, because it will help to stimulate the local economy and boost economic growth here at home.
And what's the impact likely to be on interest rates?
Clearly, the Reserve Bank wants a weaker dollar, and therefore, the more the dollar falls, the less pressure there will be on the Reserve Bank to keep cutting interest rates. Now, most economists think that the Reserve Bank is now at the bottom of its rate-cutting cycle. And by having a weaker dollar, that will help cement that position. So if anyone wants to know when the Reserve Bank will start lifting its interest rates, you need to remember that the more the dollar falls, the likelier it is that the Reserve Bank will begin to raise its interest rates, because that opens the door to inflation, which clearly is under control at the moment. And obviously, as we just discussed, the fall in oil prices will help that, because that's a significant component in everyone's costs within the economy. But nonetheless, if the dollar falls dramatically, it's going to create a welcome boost to activity here in Australia, which then, as I said, opens the door for inflation to creep back in, and that's when the Reserve Bank will start to increase interest rates.
Do you think we are likely to see the dollar falling even further?
As to whether the dollar will fall any further, and if so, by how much, is a rather complex question. I think you really need to step back a bit and see how the dollar has fluctuated since it was floated in 1983. And over that period, it's fluctuated between about 48 cents and $1.10 US dollars. And that's over a 30-year period. And so the average is about 70 cents. And so in theory, the dollar could fall a lot lower than it currently is, where it's hovering at the moment around 85 cents. But as a result of the recent falls in the currency, most of the pundits are trying to figure out how much value it could lose in the current cycle and where it's likely to settle next. And as I said, it's not something we can really get into too much depth today, and it's a very complicated discussion. Anyway, some of the strategists believe that the dollar is going to settle around 90 cents towards the end of this year, early next year, and then slowly climb over the next 2 years to finish around parity, in other words, a dollar relative to the US dollar, by the end of 2016. So that's one school of thought. Then there are others that feel it's going to settle around 90 cents by the end of this year, early next year, and then fall to about 85 cents by the end of next year. So, you know, opinions vary, but there's some consensus, and that is that it won't drop much beyond the sort of 80 to 85 cents US dollar for the next year or so. And so why do they think that? Well, probably because they're anticipating a modest improvement in iron ore prices over the next 3 to 6 months, that economic conditions in China will eventually improve over the next 6 to 9 months, and that the Reserve Bank will be lifting interest rates by about 1.5 percentage points in total by the end of 2016. Now, all of those factors are going to support a stronger dollar. It comes in the background of an improving US economy, and also that Australian fixed-term interest rates are likely to rise in the first half of 2015 as well. So when you take all of that together, it's likely that it is going to continue to hover around the 85 cents, and your real indicator is going to be to watch the US economy and what happens there, because the US economy and also the Chinese economy are the ones, for different reasons, that are likely to impact most upon the Australian dollar. And as I said, while it remains at 85 or a bit lower, it certainly is good news for anyone that has to export their activities or their produce overseas, and it's going to stimulate the Australian economy to everyone's enjoyment and ultimate benefit.
I've always considered anything to do with the movements in our dollar as a rather complex topic, and yet what you've just covered seems to remove much of that mystique.
Look, you're right in thinking that the causes can be somewhat complex, but all I've tried to do is to perhaps provide a little insight into the likely implications.
That's been great, and thank you for doing that.